What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is everybody doing? How the hell is your weekend going? I know it's almost over. How the hell was your week? Sunday fun day. Dude, I really have to say how nice the weather was this whole weekend, man. I didn't realize, like, how much of myself I haven't been over the summer until this one week of, like, fall weather. And all of a sudden, I'm back to normal. You know, my energy is pretty good. Feeling good. You know, that sun, the summer heat, especially in Texas, man, it'll suck you dry. And not in a good way. You know, it just depletes over time. You get however many months. How many months is summer, by the way? I don't really know. But it feels like an eternity. And I love the summer. You know, I like the winter too a little bit. I guess the in-between seasons are probably my favorite. Like spring, except for the allergies. Fall, you know, the allergies aren't nearly as bad, but you still get the nice weather. Dude, the in-betweens are great, and I'm fucking loving this right now. We already got the Halloween decorations up. We went a little crazy. There's fucking spider webs all over my apartment. It's kind of ridiculous. And it's all, you know, blowing down the street from my apartment. So it's like I see the maintenance guys down there having to pick up the excess spider web that fell off. I'm kind of feeling bad about that, but at least they're picking it up, right? Is that shit biodegradable? Probably not. When you're buying it from, what do we get, a dollar store or Family Dollar? It's probably not biodegradable, right? It's probably not good for the environment. Maybe a little bird can make a nest out of it. I don't know. That's wishful thinking, right? Anyways, back to the weather. Dude, beautiful fucking weekend. I spent my day today by the lake. Not the best lake in the world. It's Lake Ray Hubbard, which is pretty dirty, pretty nasty, but it's still nice to be, like, you know, it's the closest thing I have to an ocean. I feel like if I was out in, like, California, man, I'd be, like, you know, I'd be all by the beach all the time, man, and feel amazing, man. And I'd be like, hey, this is the life, dude. I love it out here. So the lake is all I have, so that's what I did today. It was, oh my God, I can't say how nice it was. I can't paint a picture of how perfect. I mean, as soon as you got hot, the breeze was just blowing you down and you know, cooling you off. And, you know, I was running around with a three-year-old, so, you know, bound to get hot eventually. And, dude, it was a great weekend, man. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. Let me tell you a little about what I'm drinking tonight. This is an odd mixture, and I just kind of threw this together, and I hope this works. So I have my Bullet Rye Whiskey, and I have my Monster Farmer's Oats coffee on top of it. I haven't tried it yet. I did take a shot of whiskey, and I chased it with the Farmer's Oats, and it tasted pretty fucking good. So we're about to find out if this is good. Hopefully you have something better than I have. And you know what? If I don't like this, to be honest with you, I'm not even going to be mad about throwing out the whiskey. I'll be more mad about throwing out the coffee. That's how addicted to caffeine I am right now. It's getting worse, people. It is getting worse. I'm doing worse every week. I'm having a minimum of two of these coffees, or two coffees in general, a day. And it's, you know, it'll get the job done. It gets me through the day, but then at night, dude, I'm sitting up biting my nails at like 10 at night, like, how am I fucking gonna sleep? How am I gonna go to sleep? I can't do it, dude. Caffeine just has a crazy effect on me. Most people that drink caffeine all the time, it's like, I don't even feel it. Caffeine gets me, dude. I'm seriously like an old man. If I have it past like noon, which I have lately, I'm kind of fucked on sleeping. But anyways, back to the drink. We're going to try this out real quick. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. That was a good swig. That's fucking good, dude. That is really fucking good. Whiskey, is that a thing? Okay, so I think I just found the drink recommendations. Whiskey and coffee cocktails. How about that? That's what we're going to go with tonight. I've been trying to finish this Oakland Raiders. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Las Vegas Raiders. Excuse me. Buffalo Bills game. The Buffalo Bills, if you would believe it, are fucking 3-0, leading their division. The Buffalo Bills, 3-0. Can you believe that? I know they've had a good team for a little while. I guess just, I don't know, keep it up. I'm not a Buffalo Bills fan, and I know they're, you know, up in Buffalo, not Dallas fans at all, but it's pretty impressive, right, to be 3-0. Let's see, Las Vegas Raiders, Buffalo Bills score. My phone wouldn't load, so I can't watch the rest of the game. That kind of sucks. Oh, the Bills came out on top. So you got the 4-0 Buffalo Bills against the 2-2 Oakland Raiders. I mean, they already played the game. But congratulations, being 4-0 in the NFL, pretty fucking good. You're up there with Mahomie, Patrick Mahomes. My Dallas Cowboys did not fare so well today. I don't know, man. I started watching the game. There's just something about the crowd not being there that has just kind of killed sports for me. Obviously, aside from NHL playoffs, which I'll get into here in a little bit. That's over now. NHL's over. There's just something about, like, I tried to watch the Padres game the other night, and it's like I watched an inning and a half, and I was over it. I'm just kind of over it, man. That's the thing about October baseball that makes it exciting. You know, the roar of the fucking crowd, dude. That's what I like. You know, that just beats down the other team. Can they overcome it? That's what it is. I just figured it out. I just worked it out in my head. It's the adversity. If you're the away team and you're playing whoever it may be, you're playing in their stadium. Excuse me. Still trying to get over this cough. If you're playing in their stadium, you have to overcome adversity. You know, you got the fans fucking yelling in your ear, possibly throwing shit onto the field. Toronto, I'm looking at you. You know, that's what makes it beautiful. That's what gives it the drama. Us fans, I never realized. I love going to the games. I love hearing the crowd. I never realized how much of an impact the fans actually make on the game. They can change a game. You know, let's take football, for example. The quarterback can't, you know, talk to his line properly because the crowd is so fucking loud. You know, it changes the game. You know, that's shit you have to overcome. You know, some of the worst places to play, I would assume like Green Bay playing in Lambeau would be one of the worst in the winter and the elements. Not only that, but you got to deal with the crowd. The amphitheater that the Seahawks built, you know, overcoming that, you know, it's hard. Hey, actually, did the Seahawks play today? I want to know that. Seahawks. I've seen a lot of Seahawks jerseys lately, and Seahawks over the, so okay, the Seahawks are 4-0 now over the Dolphins, 1-3. Man, I thought the Dolphins were gonna have a good team. What happened, man? They've been building for a couple of years now. It seems like they should have been doing something, but anyways, let's get back to the Dallas Cowboys. It's really hard to go down by a giant score of 50. I mean, it took them all game to get to 50, but still, it's hard to keep having points scored on you and overcome that adversity. Why does it take my Dallas teams, Dallas, let me talk to you, why does it take you getting punched in the mouth to finally fucking play? It happened with my Stars. We wouldn't play well until we were down 1-0, 2-0. We'd have to have this big dramatic comeback, and everybody, yay, we did it. Or fuck, we didn't do it. The Dallas Stars were actually really, really good at it. Cowboys, same fucking thing, just getting down early in the game. You know, it's why do we have to do that? And what I've known of the Cowboys the past couple of years, our defense has been super solid. I'm honestly shocked that this season it just seems like it's fallen apart. It seems like the offense is, you know, taking over. We can score points. That didn't seem to be a problem. CeeDee Lamb with the touchdown. That was fucking great to see. Ezekiel Elliott getting the little screen passes thrown to him, running for 10, 15 yards, whatever it was, a couple of times in the game. We shouldn't have to get smacked around to play good football or good hockey. I would say baseball, but I mean, my Texas Rangers, you know, they just kind of curl up in the fetal position and just let the other team do whatever they want to do. They're not going to be good for a couple of years. They're not going to be good for probably, I think we've seen our heyday, 2010, 2011. It's going to take time. You got guys like Elvis, and I know I'm jumping sports like crazy. This is just all stuff I've been thinking all week, you know? It's weird how much shit has changed since I talked to you guys last week. Cowboys 2-2. Let's go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. I haven't been dodging you guys all week. I haven't been fucking bummed. I haven't been upset. It is what it is. My Dallas Stars did not win the Stanley Cup. And it's actually pretty comical, man, to see like the local coverage. What did the lady say on the, was it NBC or Fox? It was so dramatic. It was ridiculous. She goes, she said the Stars lost their fight in the Stanley Cup final tonight. I'm like, is everybody on the team okay? That sounds like somebody died. They lost their fight in the Stanley Cup. It's like, whoa, like that's super fucking dramatic. They had this other person at the AAC because, you know, everybody was kind of, you know, spread out, but also gathering at the AAC to, you know, cheer on the Stars and show support and all this and that. And the lady was like, it was so sad to, you know, after we lost game 6, it was so sad to see these fans leave. It was really, really sad. It's like, dude, crying ain't gonna get you the fucking cup. If I see another goddamn player on the Stars team crying over this fucking thing, I'm changing teams. I'm sorry. I love my Dallas Stars, but don't fucking cry. That's your way of showing passion, is crying? How about fucking running somebody into the boards while you're on the ice, Tyler Seguin? And let me go ahead and say this too. I'm not buying that Tyler Seguin had a wrist injury and a back injury and a leg injury. They came out with all this shit that he had all these injuries. You know where the injury is? It's in his fucking head. That's his injury. You know, I'm not making fun of concussions, by the way. I'm not. It's a mental block with Tyler Seguin. Do you think that they're going to put millions of dollars on the ice, their future? We have Seguin for what, another 3 years in this giant fucking contract? They're going to put him out on the ice while he's hurt to risk ending his career? That's what you're telling me. I don't think so. I call bullshit on Dallas Stars Media. I call bullshit. I am calling bullshit on all of that because no. Okay, if that were the case, if he was injured and he was playing through injuries, that's why he wasn't scoring goals, blah, 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 which I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear any of that shit. If you're hurt, sit the fucking game out. Just like they did with Bishop, just like they did with Foxa, just like they did with Como. Anybody else who got hurt sat the game out. But you're telling me this guy who makes millions and millions of dollars, they're going to put him in the game. No, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm not saying he doesn't have ailments. I'm sure all professional players have ailments. I'm sure Jamie Benn had ailments. I'm sure Hudobin had ailments. I'm sure pretty much anybody who's not a 19, 20-year-old kid has ailments, and they probably still do. So I'm not buying this bullshit about Tyler Seguin having all these injuries and the front office is going to go play him anyway. Yeah, we need him out there. Let's just plant. No. You saw what happened with Stamkos. They take Stamkos out. You know why? Because they want to have a future with this man, which they do. In some ways, to change gears a little bit, in some ways, I'm kind of glad we didn't win the cup just because of everything going on with COVID. The goddamn president got COVID and his wife. That's nuts. If that's not ironic, I don't know what else is. You know, but you see the Lightning players, and this is typical. Either way, it was going to be bad, I think, because Florida and Texas, we were the two states that when the COVID came out, we were just like, fuck you. We're not wearing masks. We're living life as usual. We're the ones that said, fuck you. And then it's like, we're the ones in the Stanley. You know what you do with the Stanley Cup? In case you don't know, let me let you know. You kiss it and you drink out of it. One after another. You fill it with fucking wine or beer or liquor and you drink out of the damn Stanley Cup. That's fucking filthy, dude. I know they were in a bubble, but they're not in that bubble anymore. You know, that shit's gone. They flew back home. They're letting people touch it and all kinds of shit. That's just gross. That and that way, in that respect, like, I would take a Stanley Cup win any day of the week. But in that respect, I'm almost glad we didn't get it, because that's a bad look, Tampa. You know, and I'm not hating on you. Congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, you won the fucking thing. Brilliant move, by the way. And I said this a few episodes ago with bringing Stamkos in that one game. I think it was game two or game three. Scored a crucial goal. Got, you know, even the series. I think that was game two. That was huge. That was a smart, smart move. Just a game changer. That guy by himself. Good Lord. Congratulations, Tampa. My Dallas Stars, I haven't been dodging this podcast all week because I was upset. None of that shit. you know, just been busy. And, dude, I'm happy with our season. Could it have gone a little bit better? Yeah, two more wins, I would have been ecstatic. But, dude, with everything said, I enjoyed that ride, man. Cheers to my Dallas Stars. Let's take a drink before I, you know, stroke your ego a little bit. Dude, I enjoyed the ride so fucking much. We made it a lot further than I think anybody expected. No, I didn't even expect this. I'm a hardcore Dallas Stars fan. Dallas Stars fan. Colorado, man. Colorado had me fucking worried. We overcame that, and I was like, oh, shit, now we got Vegas? Fuck. Overcame that. I'm like, dude, we get up 1-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. I'm like, fuck. We lose game two. They put Stamkos in. I'm like, all right, that's all right. We lose game three. It's like, fuck, all right. Dude, we gave it a fight. And I will say this, if I have any Dallas Stars fans listening, here's your bright light. And this is my personal opinion. You might not agree if you're a Dallas Stars fan. You probably won't agree if you're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Dude, if we have Ben Bishop from last year that took the Blues double overtime game seven, if we have that Ben Bishop in goal this season, we win the fucking cup. Like, that, it's over. It's over, dude. And that's why we had him. Unfortunately, he was hurt. You know, we had Fox is a huge piece to our team that we didn't have. I'm not making excuses. I'm not going to blame the refs. I'm not going to do all that shit. I don't believe in doing all that. Unless it's really, you know, you can make the argument that it was pretty egregious, some of the calls. But I think at the same time, it went both ways. Like, NHL refs, you got to wake up a little bit. But if we have Ben Bishop healthy, playing the way he played last season, we have the cup right now. And we might have done it a little bit faster than we did it. I'm so fucking proud. Khudobin, Jamie Benn stepped up. I will gladly. I talked so much shit. If you go back and listen to when the Dallas Stars started 1-7-1, I was talking so much shit on my own team. I was laughing. It was comical how bad we were. Coming off of almost beating the Stanley Cup champions. What a turnaround. And I've always said this. I want to talk shit about what I don't like about my teams. And I will gladly put my foot in my mouth and shut the fuck up if they prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And Jamie Benn definitely proved me wrong. Tyler Seguin proved me right. You know, didn't show up. You got to think, man. If Seguin didn't have all his ailments and all his injuries that he's... They made it sound like he was out there on fucking crutches. Like, come on, dude. He's taking checks. He's giving checks. You know, it's he blocked a shot at one point in time. It's just like, if he was really that bad, you're not playing him. He's our star, one of our star players. No pun intended. You just don't do that. Now, teams don't do that. So I'm not buying the Tyler Seguin bullshit. I'm just not, you know. I'm sure there's somebody out there with more information than I have, but I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. I think he has a mental block. I think that's what it is. I think he might even be a little bit scared. Yeah, he packed on a little bit of muscle, but he's still a small guy, you know. That should be used to his advantage. Maybe lose the weight. You know, like, it works for Zuccarello. You know, he's a tiny fucking guy. But last season, man, he's zipping through players. You can't check what you can't catch, you know? And Patrick fucking Maroon. What a Maroon. No, you know, I did talk a little bit of shit on Patrick Maroon last episode. And I do want to put my foot in my mouth for that, because two-time Stanley Cup champion, back-to-back years. You got to respect it. And who is having more fun than Patrick Maroon right now? Apparently, he's a hometown St. Louis boy and won the Cup with probably his team he idolized, moves on to Tampa Bay, wins the Cup again. I can't be mad at it, man. As much as I fucking, you know, I wish somebody would have punched him in the fucking mouth, I respect it. Yeah, what other choice do I have? I respect it, man. You know, even though he's irritating, but that's his job. So is Corey Perry. But we love the irritation on our side, right? Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Let's do some drink recommendations. Give me one sec. All right. This is from eatdrinkfrolic.com. I have to find out what frolic means. Define frolic. What is it to frolic? Play and move about cheerfully, excitedly, and energetically. Well, I frolicked the fuck out of today at the lake. Anyways, eatdrinkfrolic.com. This is the cold brew coffee and whiskey cocktail. That's the theme of the night, because I'm drinking whiskey and coffee, a combination I didn't think was going to work out. And my page just blanked out on me. What the fuck? Let's see. Okay, here it is. So here's the recipe. Here's what you're going to need for it. You're going to need 1.5 ounce. What is happening? Give me one sec. Technical difficulties. All right. fuck that website. Here's the one we're going to do. Pullandpourcoffee.com. This is the whiskey maple coffee cocktail. Prep time, 5 minutes. Total time, 5 minutes. Ingredients, what you're going to need. 1 ounce whiskey, 4 ounces cold brewed coffee, 0.5 ounce maple syrup, 1 ounce cream and ice. Here's how the hell you make it. Add whiskey, cold brew coffee, maple syrup, and ice to cocktail shaker. Close cocktail shaker and shake well. Add ice to glass and pour mixed drink from the cocktail shaker onto the ice. Top with cream. If you don't have a cocktail shaker, it says you can pour ingredients directly into glass without the ice and stir to combine. That is from pullandpourcoffee.com. Whiskey maple coffee cocktail. Here's cowboy coffee. Let's go with that. Even though my Cowboys lost today, let's see what they're not drinking to get jacked up for the game. Ingredients, what you're going to need, 2 dark roast coffee beans. Just two? 2 dark roast coffee beans. Just 2 little beans, I guess. 2.5 ounces Stray Hands Colorado whiskey, to be specific. 1.5 ounce Demerara syrup. Oh my God. 2 dashes Angostura bitters. For garnish, lemon peel, garnish coffee bean. Is that what one of the beans is for? In a shaker, crush the coffee beans. Oh, okay. All right. Add the remaining ingredients and fill with ice. Shake and fine strain into a chilled champagne flute. Squeeze a lemon peel over the drink and garnish with peel, with the peel and an additional coffee bean. This is from Liquor. Lemon.com. I don't know how lemon would work in coffee, but stranger things have happened, right? I just poured farmer's oats into bullet rye whiskey, and it's working out for me. Let's find one more here. What do you guys want to do? Cinnamon King Cole cocktail. Irish coffee. God, can my stomach make any more noises? God, all those chips and fucking guacamole are getting to me now. Homemade coffee liqueur. Nah, let's not do that one. Ooh, Irish whiskey truffles. Coffee sour cocktail. All right, we got to do that one. This is from sweetsandlifestyle.com. Coffee sour cocktail. This is all in German. Gericht cocktail. Land and region, Austria. Keyword, coffee sour cocktail. Oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this word in German. You're going to need 120 mils espresso, 8 cl. What does cl stand for? Maybe this wasn't the best one to do. All right, let's back out of this one. Let's back out. That's all in German. We don't do those measurements. You Germans. You fucking Germans. Give me one sec. Let me find another one. All right, eatdrinkfrolic.com. I actually took a screenshot of this, so I shouldn't have any problems here. You got to work on this website, man. Why is it blanking out every time I want to look at the recipe? That's not good. What you're going to need for the cold brew coffee and whiskey cocktail is 1.5 ounce cold brew coffee, 1 ounce whiskey, 1 ounce heavy cream, 1/2 ounce maple syrup. This sounds a lot like the other one we just read. You're going to need ice, ground, and ground cinnamon. In a cocktail shaker, add all of the ingredients except the cinnamon. Shake until the shaker is frosty, about 10 seconds. Strain into a drinking glass and top with cinnamon. That's pretty fucking easy. Eatdrinkfrolic.com. Work on that website. This is the cold brew coffee and whiskey cocktail. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there. Look out for each other. Love each other. Cheers, everybody. All right. To end the episode, I ran across this on Twitter. This actually happened in Denton, Texas, or as my guitar player would say, Denton, Texas. It was a Trumper and a Bidener. I don't know. a right wing versus a left wing. The left wing was peacefully protesting. He looks like a pretty nice human being. And here comes the Trumper getting in his face, acting a fucking fool. Here's what happened.
Smash you, homeboy! I'll fucking eat your fucking face off, motherfucker! You want a fucking piece? Turn it off! I'll fuck you off!
Punches him like a bitch. Like a bitch. He is getting mad, I guess, because the guy's recording on video camera. I don't give a fuck what your political belief is. Don't act like that, man. Don't do that. That's so dumb. To get in a physical and it goes the same for sports. Let's bring it back to the main topic of this podcast, this episode. It goes back to sports. You shouldn't be stomping someone out because they're not wearing your color jersey. It's so fucking dumb. We really shouldn't be fighting like a bunch of children, man. It's a bunch of kids fighting. Well, yeah, I like my guy. I like the guy who wears red and he's the elephant. Well, I like the blue guy. It's a fucking donkey. It's dumb. Why are we doing this? It's just ignorant. And you know what the problem is? It's too many people. That's what it is. You're bound to have in 1,000 people. It's probably about 800 dumbasses. That's the problem. And by the way, this guy that punched the other guy, the right-wing guy that punched the left-wing guy, he's already been arrested. His mugshot is kind of fucking hilarious. And you just can't do shit like that. It's dumb. Because you don't support my candidate, I'm going to punch you in the face? Motherfucker, I'll eat your face. He went all Mike Tyson on him. I'll eat your face, motherfucker. And I'll say something. If you haven't seen the video, this guy can't punch. Limp wrist and all. What a bitch. What a bitch punch. I would eat that punch all day long. That's nothing. this poor nerdy guy holding a sign had to eat the punch. And of course, I'm sure he's not used to physical confrontation. Doesn't look like. He was pretty laid out. But they did arrest the guy. Good for that. You know, the police did something right on that front, right? Not bashing police. God, Chris, what are we doing? There are good human beings that are police officers out there. So we'll just go with that. Anyways, let's finish off this drink. I don't know why I decided to leave this podcast on such a hateful note. I guess that's just the world we're living in, you know? You guys aren't sheltered, right? You know this shit's real. Anyways, cheers, everybody. Drink it till the last drop. I'll talk to you guys next fucking week. Don't punch anybody because they don't like your candidate. Or, you know, they don't have your beliefs. That's so fucking stupid. Stop acting like children. Get over it. Grow the fuck up. I'll talk to you next fucking week.
Mass you, homeboy.
Don't get your face eaten off.
Fucking face off, motherfucker. You want a fucking piece? Hey. Turn it off.
Throwing a fit like a baby. Anyways, talk to you guys next week. Bye.